different one, and if you could, if it, it would be all right to use that word to describe an office building, or have you heard it mostly used in referring to apartments?
Most apartments.
Apartments. Oh, yeah, good. In town, between the office buildings, there are usually these little kind of streets or passageways, you know? They're not for traffic or anything.
Yeah.
What would you call those?
Maybe neutral ground.
Okay. When you say neutral ground, is that the same thing as an alley?
No, I mean, you can pass an alley. I mean, you know, you can go, traffic can flow through the alley.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, what would neutral ground be?
Well,
it's not the same as an alley.
Well, something like a, well, meridian, you know, like.
Oh, I see.
Well, you know.
Right. It traffic. Would be right, let's say, out in the middle of the.
Yeah.
Kind of separate the traffic.
Yeah.
The road, okay. What about an area in town, let's say, where a building has burned down or has been torn down and nothing's been built to replace it? What would you call that area?
Vacant lot.
Okay. And let's say if you wanted to get a drink of water in the courthouse, where would you probably go get it?
Well, since they just built a new courthouse, it's water fountain downstairs and upstairs.
Okay. Now, if you were in a park outdoors, would you call it the same thing? Where you got the water? Would be
water fountain.
All right. What I'm looking for here is some different names, just general names for different kinds of cars and trucks. Nothing specific like Chevrolet or Ford, you know, really just general names. Maybe depending on what kind of design it is or how many doors it has. You have any in mind? For cars and trucks?
No, well, I don't like too much two doors. I like four doors. And I like, well, small cars, sport cars. Nothing too big.
Especially nowadays. This is the first place I've been where I had to pay more than $1 a gallon for gas. How long has it been that way?
Not about a week. Not a good week yet.
That's right. Does the word sedan mean anything to you?
Well, yeah. Well, we used to have a Plymouth sedan. And I heard a Ford sedan.
Okay. You ever heard the word coupe? What would that be?
I heard a town coupe.
What about the type of car that's good for big families and it has a tailgate that lets down? What would you call that?
Station wagon.
Yeah. And this is a car you don't see too much anymore, but you can let the top of it all the way down. And you're sitting there, you know, the way around.
Convertible.
There you go. Yeah. What about any slang names or joking names for a big expensive car? You know, with a lot of chrome on it. It's real flashy and it's got those wide white walls.
Well, that's most of where Continental. That, you know, big luxury car. But that's, you know, the only name I can find.
Haven't heard any slang names? Yeah. Any slang names that would have to do with the fact that it uses a lot of gas? You ever heard gas hogs or gas
guzzlers?
Okay. Talking about it being real flashy, have you ever heard one called a pimp mobile? Haven't heard that, okay. What about different kinds of trucks?
Well, I don't know too much about trucks. Mostly, you know, like Chevy trucks and Dodge. That's about all.